Thank you, Steve. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Steve, have you been gardening recently?
Oh, yeah, sure.
This is my big weekend to do it. I have a little hydrangea story for you. My grandmother-in-law, her name was Sudi, and she was from Corinth, Mississippi.
And her name again was?
Sudi. Oh. S-U-D-I-E. Never heard of it before or since.
All right.
She passed away. We went to Corinth, Mississippi for her funeral. And I noticed all these beautiful Victorian homes with these giant white flowers. Yeah. I asked everyone, what are those? They're Annabelle hydrangeas. I looked in the front of my house, also a Victorian house, ugly evergreens.
Yeah.
So I said, in honor of Sudi, I want to plant some Annabelle hydrangeas. And I did. And I went with Proven Winners Annabelle hydrangeas. And that was about 6 years ago. And they are flourishing. So that began my love of the hydrangea. And on the line with us right now is Stacy Hervella, horticulturist for Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs. And I just want to say how well they've done. And I've cut them back and I've not cut them. And they still come back as beautiful as ever.
Yeah, the plant that you're talking about is the incredible hydrangea. An incredible hydrangea is a plant that we developed here in West Michigan. And what we did is we crossed Annabelle, because Annabelle is an awesome plant, as you know. But it has kind of weak stems. And that's just sort of an unfortunate characteristic that it naturally has. It has great flowers. It's really reliable and easy to care.
But the first rain that comes, it's like those lop-eared rabbits.
Yep, right on the ground. So what we did is we crossed Annabelle with another variety that didn't have as fancy of flowers, but it had very strong stems. And the plant that we introduced from that cross is Incredible Hydrangea. So Incredible is like Annabelle, but the flowers are even bigger, and unbelievably, the stems are even stronger. So you don't get that big, flop as soon as you get that first thunderstorm in July. They are fantastic. And, we've continued to work with Annabelle-type hydrangeas, which are also called smooth hydrangeas. A lot of people don't realize that those are actually native to North America, and they come naturally as far north as southern Illinois. So, when you're in the Chicago area, you're really not that far from where they'd be growing naturally, which just goes to show you, how easy care they are. But we've continued to work with them, and now we have dwarf varieties like Invincible Wee White and Invincible Mini Mauvette, which is a purple and dwarf variety. So, it's like the world has just gone so much. Annabelle's great, but the options have just become so much better than just plain old Annabelle.
Stacy, forgive me for a question that's too scientific, but as you know, I am a scientist. When you talk about, you talked about crossing different breeds of flowers, what goes on there? How do you do that exactly?
Well, basically, you put on a little bumblebee suit, and you pretend you're a bee, and you take a paintbrush, and, well, the bee suit is optional, but the paintbrush part isn't. So you take a paintbrush, and you literally just, when the flowers open, you watch them carefully, and when they open, you take the paintbrush and transfer the pollen of one plant onto the other plant, and then that means that basically, and then you put a bag over it so that no other pollen can transfer between those two flowers.
Yeah.
And that's called a controlled cross, and that's just a regular old-fashioned plant breeding technique. And then you take the seeds that come out of that cross and sow them out, and you look at them and you say, okay, well, this one's good, this one's not so good. And it's a much longer and involved process than that, but it's actually pretty straightforward, and it's the same way they've been developing new plants for thousands of years.
Can you do that with any kinds of flowers, or do they have to be of a certain kind of
like hydrangea
phylum?
To hydrangea?
Yeah, could you do that?
Yeah, if you want to. By all means, if you are the kind of person who wants to experiment with it, that's great. Usually, you do need to cross within the same species. So, for example, if you wanted to try it in your garden, you had two different, smooth hydrangeas, like we were just talking about the Annabelle, you could try it. I can't say for sure that you'll get it. There's a lot of variables that go into that.
Could I do a jonquil and a monkey?
No,
that wouldn't work.
They do have to be a little bit more closely related than that. But
I apologize for Bill.
Dream big.
All right.
Bill just told me off the air that his wife just planted a bunch of Proven Winners plants.
Yeah, over the weekend. She heard you on with us last Friday and went out Friday night and bought a bunch. And then Saturday and Sunday she planted, and they look outstanding. They're every kind of color you could imagine.
Nice.
All right. Hydrangeas, I've been not arguing with people on my Facebook page, but gently saying, somebody said, you know, first of all, I love the big blue hydrangeas. They're gorgeous. And a lot of people say, don't you have to put acid in the soil? I put coffee grounds there to make it happen. Is that a fact or fallacy?
Well, that is not the whole truth. Let's say it that way. So the type of hydrangeas that get the blue flowers are big leaf hydrangeas, and that's also called hydrangea macrophylla. Sometimes people call it florist hydrangea or mophead hydrangea. And hydrangeas don't strictly require acidic soil, but if you have that type of hydrangea and you want the flowers to be as blue as possible, you do need to have an acidic soil, and you need to have a soil with aluminum in it. So if you have a more clay soil, they will tend to be more blue. So you do need to watch out. Like, a lot of people will say, oh, this product says, oh, I've put it on my hydrangeas, they'll be blue. Well, in fact, a lot of times you could actually be acidifying your soil to an unfavorable point without actually making that change. So I encourage you, if you have a big leaf hydrangea and the color isn't what you want it to be, go visit your local garden center. You know, a lot of them offer soil testing for free or very low cost, and then you get a soil test, and then you actually make an informed decision about how to move forward, and then you get results you're actually happy with instead of just guessing.
And you mentioned the clay soil. I have a lot of clay soil on the side of my house, and I always worried that that wasn't rich enough or good enough or nutrient enough to grow great plants, but plants do fairly well in clay soil.
Yeah, you know, I actually just wrote an article for the Proven Winners website. So if you go to provenwinners.com and you go to the article section, just search clay soil. I have two articles that I just wrote and published there all about clay soil. And, you know, really, people don't think clay soil is good because it's hard on them, right? Like, when you have to dig in it, you get really dirty, it's really heavy, and you have to clean off your shovel every time you put it in the soil. But in fact, and from a plant's point of view, clay soils are very nutritious. They hold water really well. And there are some things you have to watch out for. But really, from a plant's point of view, clay soils aren't as problematic as most people think they are.
And is mulch necessary for the success of a hydrangea?
Well, yes, absolutely, because hydrangeas are shallow-rooted. So if you have a hydrangea that's planted in your yard and you notice that, like, every hot summer, sunny afternoon, it starts wilting and you think, well, gee, my sprinklers just ran this morning. Like, what's going on? Is this plant not getting enough water? Is there some problem? Well, hydrangeas are great plants. They have a lot of good qualities, but they do have one bad quality, and that's that they are not very efficient users of water. So when it's really hot and sunny, their leaves will actually give off water faster than the roots can replace it, and the result to that is wilting. And a good 2 or 3 inch thick layer of mulch will really help to minimize that. The hydrangea will recover. It's not really a problem. But, you know, when you have friends over in your backyard on a, you know, beautiful summer day, that's not what you want to see, is a bunch of wilting hydrangeas.
What about all this wet weather we're getting? Does that affect hydrangeas negatively?
Well, so hydrangeas do love water. A lot of people assume that they got their name hydrangea because they love water, but that's not entirely true. But they do actually really like water because they are shallow-rooted. And however, you know, as long as your soil is well-drained, and when I say well-drained soil, what I mean is that it never gets, like, muddy or soggy or, like, you know, mud puddles or, like, mud pie kind of soil. That would be a poorly drained soil. So as long as you're getting, you know, if it's really rainy, as long as your soil isn't becoming really muddy or puddles collecting or anything like that, your hydrangeas shouldn't have a problem. But because they are shallow rooted, they don't deal very well with, like, really wet, mucky situations.
You know, when I saw these hydrangeas in Mississippi, I was wondering if we'd be able to grow them in Illinois because it's so swampy in Mississippi. And it's proven that these are pretty hardy plants. People are scared to plant hydrangeas, but they're not that hard to take care of, are they?
No, they really aren't. And I think one of the reasons that people kind of get freaked out or intimidated by hydrangeas is because they think all hydrangeas are the same. And that's really not the case. There are actually 6 different types of hydrangeas, 6 different species of hydrangeas that if you go to a garden center in the Chicago area, you are going to find there. They're not all the same. They don't all perform the same. They have different colors and different characteristics. And, you know, the Annabelle hydrangea, like you're talking about, and the Panicle hydrangea, which is also called a PG hydrangea or a Limelight hydrangea, those are what I like to call black thumb hydrangeas. So if you're the kind of person who thinks that you have a black thumb, and believe me, you don't. You just don't know how to take care of your plants yet because there's no such thing as a black thumb. Those are the plants that you should start off with, because those are practically foolproof hydrangeas. Anyone can be successful with them. They're really forgiving, they're really easy to grow, and they're really, really reliable.
Now, the Limelight has, they're not a round ball of flowers, isn't it? Kind of cylindrical
or
cone-shaped?
Yeah, Yep. So that's where we call them panicle hydrangeas, and that's where the word panicle comes from, because it's the shape of the flower. So whereas the Annabelle hydrangea, the native hydrangea, is kind of more rounded and dome-like, the panicle or Limelight hydrangeas are going to be more like a football or an ice cream cone that's upside down. So yeah, that's a really easy way to tell them apart. The panicle hydrangeas also tend to be bigger, although there are some really nice dwarf varieties that we've introduced, like Little Lime, which gets to be just 3 to 5 feet tall. Bobo is another one, absolutely fantastic plant, gets to be more like closer to 3 feet, Little Quickfire. So, you know, if you look for that little in the name, or you look at the plant tag and you're looking for something that's more in the 3 to 5 foot range, those will be a really, really great choice. And, you know, they're such amazing plants. They just do so well with so little care.
Stacy Hervella is our guest. If you have any questions for her, give us a call right now. They're lining up already, 312-981-7200. More after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
I'm just sitting watching flowers in the
Yeah, we're going to make our garden grow. This is a big weekend for planting, and Stacy Hervella on the line with us, horticulturist for Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs. Stacy, I do want to mention that listeners can register to win a little trio of hydrangeas at WGNradio.com. What does this hydrangea prize package consist of?
So the winners will get a Invincible Mini Mauvette hydrangea. So that's like the Annabelle you were just talking about, but the flowers are kind of like a purple. And it's a miniature variety, so it's not going to take up a lot of space, which is really nice. Invincible Limetta, which is got a green rounded flower and also dwarf. And then Invincible Wee White, which is actually the first dwarf Annabelle hydrangea. It's got really strong stems, and in addition to the strong stems, and being dwarf, it reblooms. So it will continue to create fresh flowers all the way through fall. They are fantastic plants. We've been sold out of them. So this is a really great opportunity to get your hands on some and try them in your garden. But if you don't win, of course, you can find them at your local garden centers. And you guys have so many great garden centers in the Chicago area. I'm jealous.
Right. All you do is go to provenwinners.com and you can type in your address or zip code and it'll tell you where to purchase Proven Winners. I am going to be planting my three of those hydrangeas this weekend. And the Wee White, is that something that should go in front of the other two? And how far apart do I plant them?
Right. So Wee White is the smallest of the three varieties. And, you know, in general, when you're trying to figure out how to space plants, you should look at the plant tag and base it on the width of the plant. So all three of these plants get to be about, except for, so Wee White gets to be about 2 feet wide, the other two to three feet. So I would plant them, you know, roughly about 2 to 2.5 feet equidistant, and then you'll have a really nice display that doesn't look too cramped.
Perfect. We have a caller who has a question about his hydrangeas. Kurt, you have a question for Stacy Hervella?
Yeah, we have the blue ones, and the plant looks great every year, but we don't get hardly any flowers. Like, the longer we've had them, the less and less flowers we get. What do we need to do?
Okay, so the first thing that you need to do, if you have a hydrangea that's not flowering, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's that big leaf, that blue one that we were talking about earlier. And there's two things that you need to do with that. Number one is do not cut them back. If you cut these hydrangeas back, this specific type, you will actually be removing the flower buds, because the flower buds are on that plant for about 9 months of the year. It's a really long time. So no pruning. You can't prune them, because if you do, you'll cut off the flower buds. And even if you don't prune them, they do need to make it through the Chicago winter and spring. So a lot of times, if you're not getting flowers, that indicates that that particular spot might be a little bit too cold for it, like it's, you know, getting too much harsh wind from the west, for example. So you might consider moving it, and now is a really good time to do that.
Good luck to you, Kurt.
All right. Yeah, we've already cut them back, so that's out the door. But thank you.
So better luck next year. So if you don't do that this year, you should be on track to see them next year.
All right, and Terry has a great question. Terry, you just moved into a house?
Yes, and I have like 6 or 8 hydrangeas. Some are small and some are on the bigger side. I want to know what kind they are. Just from the leaf, can I bring that to the nursery and say, what kind of hydrangea is this from the leaf? Because they do look different.
Yeah, you absolutely should be able to do that from a nursery. Or, you know, if you want to send us an email at the Proven Winners website, you can attach a photo. Just go to provenwinners.com/feedback. And if you want to send me a picture, if you select shrubs, those will come to me, and I'll be happy to help you, too, if you can't get to your garden center.
Oh,
but, yeah, you can definitely identify it from a leaf. Yep, no problem.
And I have gone to Hydrangeas Demystified. It's good. But that was
good. Excellent. I'm glad you have that.
Thank you, Terry. There are a ton of articles at provenwinners.com, really any question you might have. And I did take a picture of a flowering bush, a shrub, I guess, and sent it in and found out it was a mock orange, and it smelled like Florida. It smelled so good, but it was a quick bloomer, and then the rest of the year it just looks like a green bush.
Yeah, mock orange is amazing when it's in bloom, but then the rest of the year, not so spectacular. But yeah, they are absolutely gorgeous when they are blooming. Amazing fragrance.
All right, and we have a listener who I believe is listening to us in Arizona. Barbara, are you in Arizona right now?
Well, no, actually we're in our motorhome sitting in a campground visiting in Illinois. But we're from here, and you know, we've moved out to Arizona. And I remember hydrangeas from when I was a little girl. My grandma had one of those big snowball, you know, hydrangea bushes. It was gorgeous, and I've loved them since. But is there anything that would grow in that hot weather out there? Now, we would be able to keep it watered.
Right. So, yeah, with Arizona, it's going to be a little bit trickier, and you're definitely going to need to keep it watered, and you're definitely going to want to keep them in shade during most of the day. But you should be able, in the right conditions, be able to do those nice blue or pink ones. Now, the Annabelle, the big snowball thing you were just talking about.
Stacy and Barbara, we need to interrupt you for just a moment to go live to the newsroom with Steve. And just very briefly as we wrap up with Stacy right now. Stacy, she had to leave. So let me just tell you, we have a Proven Winners Native Hydrangeas package to give away. You register at WGNradio.com. It includes 1 gallon of 1 gallon hydrangeas of these three varieties: Invincible Wee White, Invincible Mini Mauvette, and Invincible Limetta. Approximate retail value of this, $145. So if you'd like to register to win, this runs through 5/28 at 11:59 p.m. So register at WGNradio.com.